forever. We are not worshiping any man, but we are worshiping God. The Bible says the work of the priest is to make sure that there is fire on the altar. During that time, it was specifically for priests. But when you come to the New Testament, Bible says, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a royal priesthood, anointed by God. In the New Testament, it is no longer for a chosen few to make sure that there is fire, but for all royal priesthood. Let there be fire on the altar. And when there is fire on the altar, one will come with worship, one will come with praise, another will come with the word. And when you put them together, there will be fire on the altar.
I'm a queen.
never leave you wounded. But he will leave you restored. He will leave you restored. When he came to the pool of Bethsaida, he found a man not only sick, but he was also wounded. As others were jumping ahead, that was causing him suffering. Sometimes the issue is no longer the condition that brought you here. But it's no longer about the condition that brought you. But is the waiting for so long? Health practitioners will agree with me. They always say men do not like going to hospitals. Sometimes it is not because they don't like. It's the waiting.
Hey.
The waiting takes its toll. Beyond the sickness, you find that their frustration is no longer the sickness, but it is the waiting. No wonder this man, when the angel of the Lord spoke to him, or rather when Jesus spoke to him, he didn't ask him what brought you here. He asked him, do you want to be well? And the man did not say, I want to be well or I don't want. The answer was not about do I want or I don't want. But the answer was about I've waited for long. Who asked you? How long you have waited? When Jesus has come, who asked you? How long you have tried? When Jesus has come, I'm here to say, don't worry how long you have been trying. When Jesus is in the house, he was answering like a man. I know what brought me here. But I've so much forgotten about what brought me here. Because of how long I've waited. Because of how long I've waited. I've forgotten what brought me here. I am here to say, church, no matter how long you have waited, the purpose of God for your life will still manifest in the name of Jesus. The purpose of God, the one who knew you before you were formed, the one who knew you and ordained you before you were formed. Doesn't matter how long you have waited for a breakthrough. Today, right now, he's here. I don't know. Help me worship us with the same song. We will pray. Lord, it is no longer about how long I've waited. I'm now waiting on you. I'm now waiting on you, trusting on you. Yes. Let's worship. Let's give him praise. Let's give them the worship that he is when he has touched us. Oh, just because it is now you who is going through difficult times. The word of God cannot be broken. What he purposed in the beginning is still his purpose, even today. Because when he makes a purpose, though it may sound like he has delayed, my God is never late. My Jesus is never late. Though he may tarry, but he will manifest. Though he tarried on Lazarus' issue, it did not change the outcome. That Lazarus had to rise again. Though he tarried, but it did not change the outcome. In the name of Jesus, the enemy can hijack the process, but he will not hijack the outcome. In the name of Jesus, let it be an outcome. Let it be an outcome that will serve the purpose of God in your life. Take your seats. Take your seats.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The sisters were heard saying, Master, only if you were here, our brother would not have died. They said, only if you were here. And Jesus said,
what's Jesus?
I am the resurrection.
What's it meaning?
And life. I don't only end before burial. Even after burial, I still open graves for my purpose to be
saved.
They were thinking like people, saying, because the burial date has passed, it is over. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. I said, yes, we understand. The resurrection you're talking about is what will appear sometime. But he said, today you shall see. May you see in the name of Jesus, where the river of the word flows, there shall be life. And Jesus asked, where have you placed him? And when he asked such a question, they answered a wrong question. He's already smelling. Who asked you whether he's still fresh or is already rotten? I'm just asking for the place. Even when Jesus was asking for the place, it did not mean that he didn't know where they buried him. He just wanted them to lead him to the place. When it comes to a blind man, he says, what do you want me to do? Not because he does not know that the man is blind, but he wants to hear the desire of the man. Do you want to be well? Do you want your eyes to be open? Or you just want me to give you alms? and leave you the same.
Beze kushiya unjalo.
Some people have come to our lives.
Labanye bafikile ethiphilwe ntethe.
Just like in the form of helpers.
Bafika njenge bantu abatawusizile.
Helpers that did not change our position.
Bantu laba basithile kephela bangakazigugula isigaba sethu.
They may have given us something.
Kume kuhlele into ngokuthi khona laba sinikele bona.
But that which they gave to us.
Kepha lokho laba sinikele bona.
Kept us in the same place.
Kusenze saqhubeka sahlala kuleyo ndawo.
But when Jesus came.
Kepha nakafika Jesu.
I want you to leave the position.
Ngifuna ukuthi usuke la kule
ndawo. Go to another place. Leave the place of defeat.
Kiya le ndawo.
Go to the place of victory. Leave the place of failure. Go to the place of success. Leave the place of suffering. Go to the place of celebration. There is a place of celebration. To those who listen and adhere to the word of God. The word of God flowing my life, touching my life, transform my life. Be you transformed. Be you transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you can have success. The scriptures are true. And it's true even today. May I say this as we read the word? The calling of Jeremiah at his young age did not include what he was going to suffer. The calling of an anointed man of God does not usually cover what you will, does not include being informed of what you will go through. Look at Jeremiah being told by God. And the word of the Lord came to me. In chapter 1, verse 4. The voice of God said, before I formed you in the womb. Esbelethwen, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. Before I formed you, I knew you. I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a child. But you must go to everyone I send you to. And say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid. I am with you to rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth. That is why we are saying he who has been touched by God will never be the same. What? Understand the purpose of God for your life. Because we see God saying, see today, I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot, to tear down, to destroy, to overthrow, and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me
kimi.
What do you see, Jeremiah?
Nathi Jeremiah ubonani?
If the word of God were to come to you,
nani vina ngulukuli
na fika God,
no matibo na simagazi,
were to come to you,
ube benga fika munu.
What do you see?
Nathi ubonani?
When you look at your future,
na ubuka likusasa lako,
what do you see?
Ubonani?
When you look at yourself,
na ukibuka wena,
what do you see?
Ubonani?
What you, when you look at your family,
na ubuka umtendo wako,
what do you see?
Ubonani?
The Lord said to me,
Smagato wakuluma gimwati,
you have seen correctly, for I am watching over my way to fulfill it. It's like he was saying to Jeremiah, I'm not just watching for your desires to be fulfilled, but I'm watching over my way to fulfill it. That is why I say, church, the word of God concerning your life cannot be broken by what you go through, cannot be delayed by what you are facing, cannot be aborted by where you come from, because God sees to it that his way is performed, is fulfilled. Put your hands together.
Hallelujah.
For the team as they take
us.
The word of the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching over my way to perform it. As we're praying this morning, we pray and said, Lord, let the word be our mirror, where we look at ourselves, correct ourselves, because we know you are watchful to fulfill your way. Even in our prayer life, pray the word of God, not your wishes, not your desires. Pray the word of God, because he sees to it, to perform it. In my life, Lord, perform your way. Not just what I want, because sometimes what I want may not be good to me, may not be good for me. Sometimes what we want is what we have seen good to somebody else, not knowing what is good for us. But when you remember that I am here to fulfill the purpose of God, the purpose of God, you are in that family not just to decorate the family, you are in that family to fulfill the purpose of God. But make sure that in your seeing, see correctly. How can I be sure if I see correctly? The only way to be sure, if you see correctly, see what the word says. See what the word says. He says to Jeremiah, I have put my words in your mouth. Which means there are sometimes words that you speak having not been put by God in our mouth. Words like saying, I'm not good enough. Words like saying, because after Jeremiah had said his own words, he says, I'm only a child. It's like God was now saying, I remove those words now. I put my words wherever you go. Speak my words. They will prevail. The word of God is meant to prevail in every situation. The word of God is big enough to prevail in your case, to prevail in your case, to prevail in your situation. I have put my words in your mouth and never be afraid. Just speak my word. Speak my word. What is this word you want me to speak of? The word that I want you to speak is the word that says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shade. So Master, may I abide under the shade, because that says your word. And you are watchful.
When I put you back in,
you are watchful for your word to prevail. God is watchful for his word to prevail. When he talked to Jeremiah, he asked
Jeremiah,
where were you born? Where
do
you come from?
How
educated you are? How rich are you? But he says, I've put my words. I've put my words. Can I prophesy to you? God has put his words over your mouth. And may you only see what God has put in your mouth in the name of Jesus. And from that day, never again did Jeremiah see himself as only a child. But from that moment, he saw himself as a prophet of God, not only to a family, but to nations. In the name of Jesus, you are called for God's purpose. In your life, you are ordained for God's purpose. In your life, none of these things can move you. None of these things can move you from the purpose of God. None of these things. I see how many they are, but when I look at them, I say none of these things. None of these things can move me from the purpose of God. For the purpose of God, carries my destiny. For the purpose of God, carries my strength. For the purpose of God, carries my victory. The purpose of God carries your victory. Look for the purpose. Look for the victory. Because the victory is packaged upon the purpose. When you serve the purpose, the victory is inside. When you serve the purpose and overcomers inside, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. When we serve the purpose, we will come against storms. But upon the storm, we will hear the voice of God. Walk upon the storm. Walk upon the storm. In the name of Jesus. When the priest were carrying the ark, the Bible says in the book of Joshua, when they touched the water divided just for them to serve the purpose, because the ark was needed on the other side. Your testimony is needed on the other side. Your testimony is needed on the other side. On the other side, there are people who are waiting to hear, how did you make it? How did you cross? How did you survive? There are people who are waiting. There are people who are waiting. As they are waiting on the other side, there may be a snake along the way that can bite you. But for the purpose, you will shake it off and go to the other side. Why? The purpose left to bite you. They are waiting on the other side. They are waiting for my testimony. They are waiting for me to tell them, how did I make How did I survive? When you serve the purpose of God, you don't die along the way. For what you carry is needed on the other side. For what you carry. As I was impressed with this message, my wife was talking to her aunt yesterday. And they said something. They said, I don't know what they were talking about. I overheard. Which means I'm always close. And they said there was this truck around Matapa or so. And then it was carrying a big cargo. And they said it got stuck along the way. When it got stuck, immediately, streets were closed. Cars were told to use another
lane.
And the message was, there was God inside the truck. But they that were coming, they did not understand what the police officers were doing. But they were covering because of what was inside. Not just the truck, what was inside. But for them to encircle, when they surrounded the truck, they wanted what is inside to reach the destiny. Let it reach the destiny. If it calls for another truck to come and pull the other truck so that it can reach the other side, because a testimony is waited for. The testimony is waited for. Your testimony is waited for. There are people who are going to be encouraged by your testimony. Don't drown because of the sea. Don't drown because of the water. Because what you carry has to reach the other side. Then if you drown, it means the message will not reach the other side. I'm encouraging somebody today. Your message has to reach the other side. Your message has to reach the other side. That is why sometimes it is good to bring a person who has had all the disappointments. I'm asking God today to keep me true. To keep me true. To keep me true. So there is a message that has to reach the other side. There is a message that has to reach the next generation. They surrounded the truck. Those who do not know, they were passing all remarks. The driver is a failure. The driver did not do well. Sometimes when you go through stuff, they say you are not praying enough. They say you are not trusting enough. They say it's because of your church. But they don't understand. I'm carrying a cargo that the enemy wants. I'm carrying something that the enemy wants. They say when an ostrich, when you take the egg of an ostrich and you run with it, they say it will run after you. And the only thing that will make it stop is to drop the egg. But I'm here to say to you, don't drop what you are carrying. So there is a generation that is waiting on your testimony. There is a generation that is waiting to hear how you made it. How you made it. How did you make it? How did you make it? Some people, when they have not gone through stuff, When you ask them, how did you make it? They ask you, what was there to make? Because all was well. But there are those of us, when you ask us, how did we make it? The first response will be tears coming down. And if you don't understand the tears, then I put words in my tears and then tell you that I'm like David. There was a bear before the palace, and there was a lion before the palace. When you see me in the palace, don't judge me because of where I am now. I come a long way. I survived the bear. I survived the lion. I survived the soul. There was soul along the way. There was a bear along the way. There was a lion along the way. There was a desert along the way. I survived it all. You see me in the palace today? I was not born in a palace. Just like Jesus, I was born in an unfamiliar place. But I had to carry a message. Sometimes we see people coming to preach when they are wounded. It's not because they are not wounded. They are saying, even my wound cannot stop the message. Even if I've got little strength, even with my wound, I will still tell people, God cares about you. God cares about you. There is this man of God. When he preaches, some of you know him. He doesn't have the limbs. Even the legs are not there. But when he's put on the table, or is in the altar speaking, you just wonder and say, wow. Maybe the mother, when he gave birth to her, wished that if he should have died. But because he was telling a message, he didn't have to die. You do not have to die. Because God has known you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He has known you before you got married. He has known you before you had the gown of graduation. Then you would serve his purpose. You would serve it. You are not created without your purpose. You are not created without your purpose. Romans 8 verse 28. My Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that are called. Which means, when Jeremiah was put in all these different difficult times, the king calling the people to tell them, don't listen to Jeremiah. He's lying to you. God was saying, even the king, his word cannot stop my purpose. Some of us, we are going through difficult times. I'm not going to say to you it's right to go through difficult times, but there is still a word that needs to be performed. There is still a word. And when there is a word to be performed, no enemy can stop it. No sickness can stop it. If you are here, or you are a person who always come here, I pray to God, Or you have come here as a
visitor.
My prayer is,
in
your going away, don't leave your purpose that God has called you for. Because you need to know this world today is demanding, what do you know? What do you know? Paul says, we know that all things
are true.
That is what we know. The other thing that we know is that we were ordained before we were born. Can I tell you? The enemy has just met you after you were born. Tell him, you came late. You came late. Somebody with me knew me before I was formed. He ordained me. How do you ordain something before it is there? I was born into my purpose. They were not just increasing children at all. They were not just looking for number three. They were looking for a somewhere. They were not just looking for a number three. But they were looking for a Joshua. A Joshua to lead the children. When Joshua's mother was telling Joshua, Joshua inside was carrying the children of Israel to their destiny. What you are carrying is so great. It has to arrive. It has to arrive. Sometimes it may arrive late because of delays, because of snakes. Snakes that bite along the way. But at the end of it all, it has to reach. May you reach where God has purposed. In the name of Jesus. The wise man, there was a delay along the way. When the star seems to disappear, they entered at Herod's house. And it looked like a delay. But when they arrived there, they told Herod, a king is born. Can you imagine? You are telling a king that there is a king that is born. And we are going to
see.
We are going to honor him. Don't remain where you missed it. Go back and find your way, because the destiny is still waiting. In that cattle
pile,
when they went to Herod's place, Jesus had to be kept waiting just by the crawl for them to arrive. Bible says, when they discovered that no, we have missed it, but let's leave him with a message, a king has been born. And he said to them, go and find him. When you find him, come and tell me, so that I can also go. The Bible says when they came out of that place, that palace, the star appeared again. I am coming as a prophet of God to make the star of your future to appear again. And the Bible says, this time around, when it appeared, it never disappeared again. In your case, as you see the star, let it not disappear again.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't punish yourself because you entered Herod's palace. You had to tell a story to Herod. believer that tries to stop you. When we were boys and we come across a river that we needed to cross, if you just come and see the river, we would step back a bit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then we will come with all strength and with all power and jump to the other side. Why? We will need it on the other side. We will need it on the other side. In the graduation day, they are waiting for you, young people. There is a gown waiting for you. For today, fight the assignment, fight the test on your way to the gown in the name of Jesus. And what has been prepared? The gown that is prepared for you only fit you.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
When they see you spending sleepless nights studying, I'm fighting the test. I'm fighting the test.
Hallelujah.
For there is a gown waiting for
me.
And not only the gown, but the destiny beyond the gown. May your life not end by wearing the gown. Let it not end by wearing the gown. I prophet, somebody's getting me clear. Your life will not end by wearing it. It will not end by wearing it. But you will also occupy. There is a space to occupy. There is legs to occupy. There are nations to be led. There are nations to be led. You are asking yourself,
who at the board?
My God, my God. I've gone through divorce. But I'm here to say to you, there is a message waiting for you that you are carrying just to reach the other side. You are saying here, I gave birth before marriage. But even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. 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 For thou art with me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My message is needed on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Your sickness in my body, you will not kill me until I deliver the message. Until I deliver the message. That is why I will encourage you, church. If you are a writer, continue writing. Continue writing. If you are an actor, continue acting. For the message to be sent to the other side. That is why we will use every means for the message to be preached. If the devil takes away my voice, doy that right, they will write it down. And they say, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord. For we know that in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ. And we also know that we are more than conquerors. Purpose, your purpose is older than your birth date. Your purpose is older than you. Your divine purpose overrides human error. Your purpose overrides your human errors. I've had many human errors. But those human errors did not abolish my purpose. Because my purpose is older than me. But I need to carry it to God. Your purpose. The earlier you discover, the earlier you understand your purpose, in spite of opposition. God will provide a way of escape. If it needs God to make the guards to sleep, for Peter to walk out of jail, even if they had taken dragon and the Red Bull and whatever, they would sleep for the purpose of Peter coming out. Can you imagine? They were in three or four camps, if I recall. There were those who were around them, and those who were by the door, and those who were by the gate. But when the angel of the Lord says, put on your sandals, they are already put on. Peter, put on sandals, so that you come out. All of them. For Peter to walk Peter did not have to escape, because God had made them to sleep. May your enemies sleep. When they wake up, you are no longer there. The Bible says, while Peter was in prison, the church was praying, and the prayer of the church reached the prison and opened the gate. Church of High Praise, may your prayers open prisons for people to come out and come and join us. And we celebrate God. Stand on your feet. Celebrate God with your hands. Praise the Lord. Celebrate God with your hands. Celebrate God with your hands.